Welcome to the almost shortest day of the year edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, June the 15th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7WW. Now tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by the Digital Group on medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Any Takers, 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 14.130 MHz by Justin, VK7TW, and 28.525 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, and also UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 in Southern VK7. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Myena is back, baby! Hi, amateurs. The Myena Hamfest is back on Saturday, the 15th of November, 2025. We think it was last held in 2018, and we're keen to reinstate the event. The venue will be the Myena Community Centre at the Great Lakes in central Tasmania from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. On the day, snags, burgers and hot dogs, as well as tea and coffee and cordial, will be available to purchase, and the bar will open at 3 p.m. Bring your items you want to sell. We hope to have some operating radio setups for amateurs and also the local community to peruse, as well as displays from organisations that support amateur radio activities. There is interest from some suppliers to attend. An entry fee of $5 gets you through the door. Come and sell your radios, buy other radios, have a chat, chew the fat, have a feed, meet those you talk on air but you've never met, and enjoy a great day out at a great location. More details to follow soon. 73s from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7OB. Now, weekly wrap-up for WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA. What a big week it's been for VK7 activators. Jim, VK7JZ, has been on a roll with an impressive string of activations across VK1, VK2 and VK3. Over the course of his trip, he's activated 10 SOTA summits and 6 park references so far, racking up a total of 152 QSOs, averaging a contact every 75 seconds during his time on air. Some of the references activated include Mount Corrie, Webb's Ridge, Mount Foxlow, Big Badger Hill, Gourock National Park and Nungurna Bushland Reserve, and Jim operated on the 40 and 20 metre bands using both SSB and CW. Travis, VK7VXT, made the most of the long weekend, activating 3 summits, Mount Wellington, Collins Gap and the Needles. Operating on the 40 metre band, Travis logged a total of 14 QSOs across the activations and bagged himself 26 SOTA points. Piper's River Regional Reserve was the destination of choice for Rodney, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN, and Shane, VK7FF. After Rodney and Al went QRT for the activation, they all travelled back to Hollybank, where Shane fired up the barbecue and delivered a feast that would make any My Kitchen Rules judge envious. A total of 33 contacts were logged during the activation. Tony, VK7LTD, activated Cape Deslax Nature Reserve and a coastal conservation area near Clifton Beach. The reserve actually features nationally significant perched dune fields and plays a crucial role as the breeding site for the short-tailed shearwater. also known as the Tasmanian mutton bird. Following up on last week's question about VK7's tallest and shortest SOTA summits, the highest is Mount Ossa, standing 5,312 feet. It's been activated three times with Stuart, VK7FADZ, responsible for two of those activations. Stuart shared an impressive photo from his 2024 activation during a heavy snowfall, which you can find on the SOTLAS website. On the other end of the scale, the shortest summit is Gentle Annie on King Island, rising to just 531 feet. And that was last activated by David, VK7XDM, in 2015. Don't forget about those winter bonus points for SOTA activations, and that's 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, QSL news. Inwards QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held at June the 12th is in the email version of the broadcast. If you've recently moved, or if you've recently received or changed your call sign, please advise your new details to Herman at aussiemail, that's ozemail.com.au. That's 73s from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV nights. Well, a busy night saw the following participants: VK7, ZAB, KT, EV, AX, TW, ZCF and ZBX, all sharing over 50 photos. The main themes were the restoration of Marconi R1155 receivers, as presented this week at the Antarcs Clubroom Technical Night, the strip-down of the Reist clubrooms ready for a replacement ceiling, cartoon drawings of cars and trucks, cartoons of fighting politicians that blame the public, and how to recycle past MPs. Other highlights were more books, this time from the Your Childhood Ruined series on how everything will kill you in Australia. An optometrist eye test chart with extra meanings, a wooden CW operator station with a sounding box, a small autonomous tracked vehicle and a World War II bomber, a cooking tip to use goggles when peeling onions, and an evil-looking kitten. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchange photos with Delta Oscar 1 Oscar Romeo Golf in Germany and Papa Charlie 1 Kilo in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European stations to get a chance to send photos. Tony will connect to the gateway again next week at 6:30 p.m. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, then there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. That's 73 is from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated meeting report. It held its bi-monthly meeting on the 7th of June, and VK7 Delta Alpha November, that's Dan, has done a great job in setting up the GSM and rig runner setup for Mount Duncan to remotely control individual radios. Dan has done a lot of fine tuning, soak testing over many weeks to ensure reliability before it is installed on Mount Duncan, and it passed with flying colours. The 2-metre APRS and the 70-centimetre notch filter are ready to go up the mountain to VK7RMD and showing fantastic performance specifications. The lease documents for the VK7RMD site are on the way from the Crown Law for the club to accept and sign. Club members decide to contact the Central Coast Council to see if we can arrange a memorial plaque to Shirley to be installed on a memorial seat in Ulverston. And the club welcomed new member Dean VK7DJD. And at the conclusion of the meeting, they had afternoon tea, their usual show-and-tell session. Brenton VK7HP and Andrew VK7XR brought along an IFR 1200S comms service monitor and an Aeroflex 2459B comms service monitor, as well as a Nano V&A. Members brought their radios along to have a performance test done on them, and Brenton also showed how to sweep filters using the 2-meter notch filter he built for VK7RMD, and swept the new 70-centimeter notch filter for VK7RMD. Brenton also brought along an antenna he constructed for a community TV translator station to show its varying characteristics. Brenton, who is a retired Air Services Australia technician and broadcast engineer, then showed photos of his work constructing community TV translators in the 2000s. He constructed the antennas, cabinets, huts and transmitting infrastructure at most community sites around Tasmania. The most challenging, on a very small island off Sister Beach in northwest Tasmania, and due to the local terrain, the only way to get a signal to the seaside town, Brenton had to build a solar-powered translator site offshore on the island, beaming its signal to the town. The different TV channel signals were received from Table Cape TV transmitter site via a microwave setup, and Terry, VK7JAI, brought along his self-designed and constructed water monitoring and control equipment that he made for his rural property a few years ago. And the unit required maintenance, so Terry brought it along to show the innards. Kevin had brought along a great tip shop find from Port Sorell, an original Heathkit electronic design experimental model ET3100, still with its original carton and instructions. Kevin had given the unit a birthday, cleaning it completely. And the unit was in working order and will be used by Kevin teaching people about electronics. An impromptu discussion session was then held to come up with an acceptable solution to upgrade one of our elderly amateurs' HF antennae, which is now long past its serviceable life and not functioning. A solution and a site visit to occur soon. Members finally left at 6 p.m. Club member Kevin has spent 2 years building an observatory at his residence at Port Sorell, and invited the club to visit and gaze at the heavens. The observatory is visited by people from around Australia, and we are keen to go and visit it. That's 73s from Eric, the news officer for NWTARC. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Now news from the north. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The summit's on the air. Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last Wednesday's Club Rooms Technical Night was a special presentation by Trevor, VK7 Tango Bravo, and Eric on the challenges of radio restoration. The session started at 7:30 p.m. with an excellent inclusion to start off with a potted history of the Marconi R1155 receivers that were being restored. Not just where these particular items came from, but the reason why 70,000 or so were even manufactured and technically made it past the prototype refining stage. The R1155 in various forms were manufactured in England between 1939 and 1945. Those dates should ring a bell for you as being the period around World War II. Marconi didn't have the luxury of time to perfect the design and construction to a point where it would have been streamlined suitable for a normal production line requiring assembly, adjustment and calibration. The production underwent continuous refinement with versions for ground-based use as well as lightweight aluminium versions for aircraft use. with the added ability to direction find. In fact, the aircraft version had a small cardboard box that accompanied it when contained, which contained a complement of swap-over spare valves. I can't imagine trying to fault find in a non-pressurized and potentially freezing environment of a bomber in active duty. They relied on the change of valves to bring the receiver back to life again. Remember, the receiver was also used for direction finding, and if they couldn't direction find a radio station or beacon originating back in England, they were basically flying blind. This wasn't Hollywood, this was for real, with real people, many aged only 19. As expected, after the formal presentation, Eric and Trevor happily opened things up for the normal question and answer session. However, the breadth of the restoration topic and the depth in which it was covered by Eric and Trevor generated incredible amount of interest and number of questions, and these questions were all answered in depth to the satisfaction of the gathering. In fact, the Q&A lasted over an hour in its own right. The entire evening extended to well after 10:30 until the cold finally took its toll. There'll be a brief overview of the actual restoration process in next week's broadcast. Thank you, Eric and Trevor, for an epic presentation. Now, the mid-year club get-together and meal, the venue's been booked. Locking in the date and time, it's to be held on the 9th of July, which is a Wednesday night, with the venue being the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. Those wishing to attend, please register the number of places required by emailing the secretary or filling in the registration sheet at the club rooms. Menu is a la carte, and we will be arriving at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. A link to the Iron Horse location and menu information is available in the text version of this broadcast, Iron Horse Menu. Just for information, the main access to the restaurant is via a wheelchair and walking-friendly gentle ramp. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday, test net and CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. and then a technical net on 3.567 from 7:30 to 8:30. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7, Whiskey Whiskey. Club room technical night session. The next session will be Wednesday the 25th of June from the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. A coffee morning is held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards, and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you'd like added, no matter how trivial, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. Now, news from the South. Reist presentation. A June forum night. Essential shack test equipment. Join us for a hands-on and highly practical Reist Forum night as we dive into the world of essential shack test equipment. Whether you're just starting out or running a fully equipped home lab, every shack can benefit from the right tools. From nano VNAs and multimeters to signal generators, power meters, and clever DIY solutions. This session is all about what helps you get on the air and keep your station humming. Bring along your favorite piece of test gear for show and tell, or come along and see what others are using. What's worth the investment, and what might you just change the way you troubleshoot and experiment? Perfect for the curious builder, the active experimenter, and anyone keen to sharpen their technical toolkit. Don't forget, if you can't make it in person, you can still tune in live to the Reist YouTube channel. Wednesday the 18th, June 2025, from 7:30 p.m. to in the Reist Club rooms and streaming live. So see you there. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, the July presentation, a chip sounder technology and propagation tool interpretation. Ever wondered how the Bureau of Meteorology and the Australian Antarctic Division, or La Trobe Uni, gathered data about what the ionosphere is doing above them? This presentation will be given by Dr. Stephen Newbury, with assistance from Dr. Andrew Klekakut, and will explore chirp sounder technology that has been deployed to gather data about what the ionosphere is doing. That's in real time. Now, Dr. Stephen undertook his PhD at La Trobe Uni on digital phase pulsed ionosondes, and he did work in the US on the development of a pulse compressed ionosonde, a digisonde portable sounders. And La Trobe Uni was known for the ionospheric research project called Superdan Radar, which included the Tiger HF radar antenna array on Bruny Island. The presentation will also include some information about how amateurs can easily interpret some of the ionospheric prediction data that's available locally and globally on the interwebs. When? Wednesday the 2nd of July from 7:30 p.m. Where? Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming, Reist YouTube streaming. See you there or on the stream, and that's 73s from Reist Committee. July Forum Night. Logging, paper, pen, computer or memory. The July Forum Night is one topic that every ham encounters. Whether you're a traditionalist with a pen and paper, a digital devotee, including the latest logging software, or someone who relies purely on memory, brave soul, this night is for you. Come along and share your favourite method. Whether you're chasing DX contesting or just jotting down casual QSOs, let's explore how we can each tackle the timeless challenge of keeping track. Join us for the Reist Forum Night on Tuesday the 9th of July 2025 at 7:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming online. See you there or on the stream. That's again 73s from the Reist Committee. Now, don't forget the Reist Training and Assessment Update. If you're looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license, Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on the 28th of June. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments held on alternate months. The next one is the 26th of July. Stay updated with the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reist.assessor@gmail.com and the learning organiser will be in contact with you. And we have learning resources available, including our foundation training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams. And the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. So Reist is here to guide you with every step of the way. That's 73s from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF, VK7 RJG from 7:30 p.m. And in the North and Northwest, VK7 RJG on 438.55. And in the South, VK7 RAF with a tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF North South. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and the other in the Greater Launceston area. The North South digital contacts on 1296.2. using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Weggs. That's the Wednesday Experimenters Group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reist 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA, WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Testnet and Technic session, every Wednesday, Testnet CW course, on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a Technet on 3.567 from 7:30 till 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick Big A7, Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochely club rooms. NTARC club room technical night session Wednesday the 25th of June from 6:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochely. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group on 2 meters, VK7 RMD and All-Star Node, 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local time, the Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events continued. Reist 9th to the 16th of June, Queen's Domain club rooms are closed. Reist 18th of June, Essential Shack Test Equipment Forum night from 7:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms and also streamed. Reist 2nd of July, Chirp Sounder Technology and Propagation Tool Interpretation presentation. That's at the club rooms in Queen's Domain and streamed also from 7:30 p.m. NTARC, 9th of July, Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. Email the secretary to book a place, 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. Reist, 9th of July, Forum. Logging, paper, pen, computer or memory from 7:30 p.m. in Queen's Domain Club Rooms and also streamed. VK7, the 15th of November, the Myena Hamfest, Community Hall Myena from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. Now, 160 metres, any takers? 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, VK7DG. 10 metres, VK7VKT. UHF CB24, VK7FMAC and DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie Digital Group. A huge thank you to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. Now that wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. There's a lot going on. You've been listening to VK7WI. Or you've just tuned in. You've missed it, our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 hours on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks now on the frequency you're currently listening to, and relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey wishing you 73s and good DX to all.